Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Since the earliest time of man, there have been efforts on our part to come to know God and to come to a relationship with God. And these things, these efforts, are called religions. They're all different kinds of religions, and the most ancient, the oldest ones that have been around, of course, the longest, have many things in common. They have fixed beliefs, they have fixed practices, and they're communally performed or worshiped. Religion ultimately comes from this desire within us. Now, we know God put that desire there, this desire to know him and to have a relationship with him. Because of sin, this becomes very problematic in the world, and instead of coming to know God easily and worshiping him more easily, it becomes an effort to even know him at all. And so, more often than not, when humans trying to know the Lord come up with whatever ideas that they may have, they get it wrong. And these religions that sprout up throughout the centuries, throughout cultures, are just wrong. They don't really know who God is. Sometimes they believe in many gods. Sometimes they believe that the earth is God, or that there is no God. There's all different types of false religions out there. Now, for us as believers, we understand that because of sin, because of our weakness, we can't know God by our own efforts. And so our God, out of love for us, came into the world and revealed himself to us. He did this slowly in the Old Testament with the Israelite peoples. And then he sent his Son, and the Son revealed the Holy Spirit. And from this, we now know that God, in fact, something we could not have known on our own, is a trinity of persons. Truly the most profound mystery of our faith, that a single God is three persons. There's no way we could have figured this out. It just goes beyond our reasoning. And yet this is how the Lord has revealed himself. And so we believe in this Holy Trinity. But it's not enough just to have some semblance of knowledge of God, right, and to understand to some degree who this God is. We have this desire to have a relationship with him. That's where worship comes in. And because of sin, that's where the rest of the sacraments come in: forgiveness, mercy, reconciliation. All religions ultimately have these same desires and are built upon these same rules. But all of them get it wrong. All of them are failed human attempts to relate to God. And it's important to remember this, that there is no created human religion that pleases God, not a single one. None of them please him. You could make a very long list. Some of them not only don't please him, some are outright demonic or evil, and he condemns. The only religion that pleases God is the one that he founded, the one that reveals the truth about who he is and how he desires to be worshipped. It's the only one that can please him. Why? Not because God needs us to worship him to be happy. Obviously, that's not the case. But because of his love for us, the only religion that can actually do us good is the one he founded. That's the only religion that can forgive sins, that can restore and maintain a proper relationship with him. And we know that to be the Catholic faith. There is no other. Now, this is not one of those easy teachings we hear in the gospel today. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned. So if we do not believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we're condemned. And the question always arises, well, Father Miller, what about all of these other religions and all of these other people who don't believe in Jesus? All I know and all I can tell you is what the scriptures say. I'm not saying I understand it perfectly, but I have to believe it. It's what we're taught. It's what's been revealed to us. My job is not to judge those who do not follow Jesus Christ. My job is to follow Jesus Christ the way he set down for me and to preach the gospel that he left us. By that, hopefully, I'll be saved and I'll be a witness to others who don't know him. And by his grace, they can come to him. It's false love to water down the faith just to try to get along with other religions. It's false ecumenism. This idea that we just need to agree to disagree or let's just get along. Let's just find a way to work together. We must believe that our church is the only church of God, the only true religion. All others are false to varying degrees. Because that's what's taught us. And St. Paul so clearly teaches in the Word that the church is the body of Christ. Not is like the body of Christ or is one of the bodies of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. There can be no other. So if you're not a member of the body of Christ, then whatever community you claim to be a member of, whatever religious organization, religious church, if you'd like to call it, is not a true church because it's not the true God. It's as simple as that. It's not a popular idea nowadays, but it is the truth and something the church has always believed and taught. Again, our responsibility is to assent to this in faith, to proclaim it when necessary, right, to live it ourselves, but not to judge the individuals of other religions, their faith. God will pronounce judgment upon them. It's certainly possible that at the end of our lives, we may have turned away from Christ and lost our salvation, and they may have returned to him. Who knows? But please don't fall into this trap, this idea that all religions are equal, or God is pleased by the diversity of faiths. This is not true. This is not true. God is only pleased by the church he established, because it's the only church that can save us from our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.